Time for Morning Conversation Part 2. And with me today, Brick Street Theater, Linnea Fredrickson-Smith. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have from Matilda, Olivia Thompson. Says here, last seen on the Brick Street Theater stage is Gretel in The Sound of Music. Olivia, good morning.
Good morning.
And Lavender, Angelina Johnson, first main stage production. Welcome. Good morning. So, we hit the ground running on Sunday. Are we ready to go?
I think after last night's rehearsal, we are ready to go. Last night was finally the night that everything just clicked into place, and it was a really fantastic show. So we've got two more dress rehearsals to solidify that, but I think we're really ready. Are you guys feeling ready for Sunday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think they are.
Yes.
So let's talk about the basic structure of this and the storyline. That's what I'm looking for.
Absolutely. Well, Olivia, do you want to talk about Matilda?
Yes. So there's a girl named Matilda, and she went to school, but she like loves reading books. So she goes to the library and tells a story. And there's the teacher that teaches them is Miss Honey. And when she passes her, she just catches all of like what's inside of her. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, she like kind of figures out how to like move things with her mind. So and then she has the power to get Miss. She got scared Miss Trunchbull away from the school, and then Miss Honey is, like, the owner of the school.
Matilda's a hero, and she has some telekinetic powers. Maybe that's what it boils down to.
Angelina, tell me about Lavender.
Well, she likes to put the newt in the Trunchbull's jug.
Lavender hides a newt, or like a little lizard, in Miss Trunchbull's water pitcher, which causes a big fuss. Mm-hmm. That's Lavender's big role.
It helps to scare away Miss Trunchbull.
Yes, it helps to scare her away. Absolutely. And Matilda and Lavender are best friends. And I brought Olivia and Angelina because they're best friends in real life, too.
Aw, is that true?
Yes.
That's awesome. How do you think it's going so far? Are you having a good time?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yep.
That's why we do it. You can do it forever.
Yeah, I could.
I'm kind of wanting to go to acting school so I can be an actor.
Wow.
Oh.
There's an unveiling that may not have been told prior to today.
That's exciting. I like to hear that.
All right.
If you need help, let me know.
See, you're inspiring the kids, Linnea.
I try. I hope I didn't scare them. I hope I haven't scared them too much. I haven't been nearly as angry and yelling in this show as I have in the past because there's been so many children around.
Discipline.
You've been angry and yelling on the past few shows?
In the past, yes. Well, ask some people who have been in shows before.
It's yelled a little bit because people kept going too close to the things that were flying down.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
true.
We had to have a little talk about the dangers of a fly system the other night.
I mean, they can kill you, maybe.
They can really hurt you.
If they come in at the wrong times, they can hurt you. But thankfully, the cast is really respectful, and everybody listens pretty well.
Yeah, except for the little kids.
Sometimes the little kids get a little crazy. This is my first show with a cast of so many children, and I'm not sure I want to do it again.
How old are the little kids?
The little kids are, I've got 9 little kids between the ages of 7 and 12.
Jameson's 12.
Yep, Jameson's 12, so is Noah. And then we've got a bunch of big kids. Mm-hmm. The big kids are anywhere from 13 to 31.
31?
Yep.
Wow, that's a big kid.
I'll tell you later. She looks younger. And then we have some ensemble adults as well.
Awesome. And you start, as we said, Sunday.
Sunday. We open Sunday. We're going to have a really big crowd on Sunday. Of course, there's always going to be seats at the Bowman, but we are going to have a nice, full-feeling crowd on Sunday afternoon.
And that's a matinee.
Sunday matinee.
And then the next day, you're at 7?
Monday night at 7.
And then we move on through the week.
Yep. The following weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The second Sunday is also a matinee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bowman Fine Arts Center. The BFAC, as we call it. The kids call it that. Do you call it that?
No.
We call it the Bowman.
Okay. Well, that's a good way to roll. How can people get tickets?
They can get tickets at brickstreettheater.org, or they will be able to get tickets at the door any day. Bulk pricing, or if you want to be talking to if you want to order them over the phone, the number is 641-585-1800.
Are you guys up for taking pictures and signing autographs?
You going to sign autographs after the show?
Yeah.
I don't see why not. Take selfies with people.
They're stars. They're ready.
Awesome. Well, break a leg or something. Not literally.
Oh, okay.
You've heard that phrase before, haven't you?
No.
Oh.
Probably not.
It's theater speak for good luck.
It's good luck.
Oh.
You were in that school play?
They're in plays together at school sometimes, too.
Well, of course. Yeah. So you got some other things happening.
Yes, Brick Street is super busy. The weekend after Matilda closes is our Brick Street Kids July show, which is a musical called The Big Bad Musical. It's going to be hilarious.
Are there any wolves involved?
There is a wolf. There's a big bad wolf who is put on trial for his misdeeds against the people of Fairytale Land.
So you know, that was a good guess on my behalf.
Yeah. Having read the script, it is absolutely hilarious.
You guys,
that's going to be a really good time.
Are you guys afraid of the big bad wolf?
No.
Nope.
No, they have no fears.
Okay, cool. And then?
And then, the day after Big Bad Wolf, we have Mousetrap auditions. We're heading right into our fall show, which is Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. It is a murder mystery play. The auditions are Sunday, July 31st, and Monday, August 1st. And that show is going to be directed by Dan and Chandra Meyer. And if you know them, or if you don't know them, know that they are the cutest couple in the world. And it's going to be an amazing time working with them.
Now, it says bring a short monologue of your choice. What would you recommend?
I would recommend looking for a monologue from a similar piece, something that's also a murder mystery, or even finding an Agatha Christie book and finding a monologue from one of her characters that would give you the right feel.
And this is going to run September 30, October 1 to October 7 and 9. 7,
absolutely.
8, 9.
Yeah. It's going to be right at the beginning of October, but it's going to be a really great lead into the Halloween creepy season.
And if we could back up just a little bit, the Brick Street Cup's been going on. How's that been going?
Very, very well. Just this week, we had our fourth tournament, and that means we only have one left, our big finale tournament at Forest City on August 15th.
And if you want more information, you can contact some guy named Tim.
Yeah, if you want to golf with us in Forest City, you got to call Tim. His number is 641-590-0530. He's a nice guy, usually.
So I've heard. I've met him.
I like him most days.
I can vouch for that. Guys, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. I guess that's what we had to say, so.
Yeah.
It's very good. Lanier Fredrickson-Smith, Olivia Thompson, Angelina Johnson. They are part of Matilda, opening Sunday at Brick Street Theater at the Bowman Fine Arts Center here in Forest City. I'm Mark Scar. This is KIOW Morning Conversation.